42 years ago. And within no time, people kept joining him. Dawat-e-Islami established such a department, scholars are produced. 1,500 Jamiat al-Madinas, more than 500,000 Darul Madina, 153. Faizan Online Academy. We are Muslim and every act of a Muslim should be in light of Sharia and under the guidelines of Shari'i rulings. And your Dawat-e-Islami built an orphanage on the border of Syria, which cost around 10 million rupees. Thousands of children have been treated and all this happened due to the efforts of a man impassioned by divine love, because we have not forgotten. The glorious Madani movement of devotees of the Prophet, Dawat-e-Islami. How is it serving Islam all around the world? Today, we will present a short introduction of Dawat-e-Islami to you. My humble request is to please give some of your time to us. And in the course of next few minutes, the more you learn about Dawat-e-Islami, inshallah, the more your love and devotion will increase for your Dawat-e-Islami. The work of Dawat-e-Islami started around 42 years ago, yes, in around 1981, from a very remote area of Karachi. And within no time, we can see that which part of the world is it where Dawat-e-Islami has not hoisted the flag of Islam high. How is Dawat-e-Islami serving Quran and Sunnah all around the world? Today we will brief you about it. And all this happened due to the efforts of a man impassioned by divine love. The spiritual luminary of the century, the Amir of Ahlu Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah Ta'ala, took on this task that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. And within no time, people kept joining him, devotees of Prophet kept joining him, and this work kept progressing. Initially, Sunnah-inspired gatherings started on weekly basis, which were then spread across provincial level and then conducted on country level, which were joined by millions of devotees of the Prophet. Alhamdulillah, a system for Madani Qafilas was formulated, through which devotees of Prophet started traveling in different villages, different cities and even different countries. An invitation towards righteousness was spread all around the world through the Madani Qafilas of 3 days, 12 days and 30 days. And Alhamdulillah, even today, hundreds of thousands of Islamic brothers travel in Madani Qafilas annually. Dear viewers, the Amir of Ahlu Sunnah has given us a beautiful Madani aim. I must strive to reform myself and people of entire world. Now for the reform of the people of the world, there are Madani Qafilas. But for our own reformation, pious deeds have been given to us. Yes, dear viewers, it's a beautiful booklet that is named as Pious Deeds. And those associated with Dawat-e-Islami are encouraged to hold themselves to account in light of it. For Islamic brothers, i.e. for men, there are 72 pious deeds. For Islamic sisters, meaning women, there are 63 pious deeds. And you will find different categories in it for children and special persons. Alhamdulillah, there's an application for Nek A'mal as well, which you can download from App Store or Google Play Store. Let us show you a few glimpses of pious deeds.
Number 1. Did you make good intentions? Did you offer all 5 salahs with congregation? Avoiding useless gazing, did you keep your gazes lowered? Did you cure your anger? Did you use respectable terms whilst conversing? Did you give salam to Muslims? Did you refrain from lying, slandering and bog biting? Did you pay back loan on time? Did you abide by traffic rules? Did you respect your parents?
Tum Dawat-e-Islami ko jaante ho kya hai?
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in order to spread message of Islam all around the world, scholars are needed. Dawat-e-Islami established such a department through which ulama, scholars are produced. Yes, by this I mean the department of Jamiatul Madina. The guides of this ummah are produced in a splendid manner in Jamiatul Madina. Along with Dirs-e Nizami course, different languages courses are also taught along with various skills enhancement programs. The skills of scholars are also developed in order to equip them with the needs of the current era. Now let us show you that how the Jamiatul Madinas of Dawat-e-Islami are providing us scholars all around the world. And subhanallah, which language is it? Which country is it? And which part of the world is it? Wherever Jamiatul Madina is not playing its role in spreading the light of knowledge of Islam.
Ilm ka mujhko shauq ata kar khuda. Ilm ka mujhko shauq ata kar khuda. Ilm nafe mile az pae ulama. Ilm nafe mile ازبائے علماء علم کا مجھ کو شوق عطا کر خدا.
Dear viewers, this documentary that you are watching and the facts and figures that I am mentioning to you are as of December 2023. Alhamdulillah, there are approximately 1,500 Jamiatul Madinas all around the world. In other words, Dawat-e-Islami has established 1,500 Islamic universities all around the world. And at present, around 124,000 students are acquiring knowledge of Islam from these institutes free of cost. And there are thousands of students amongst them whose lodging and boarding facilities, along with food and all other facilities, are also provided by your Dawat-e-Islami. This whole department is functioning without charging any fee, in which the knowledge of Islam is taught free of cost. And subhanallah, you will be pleased to know that up until now, how many scholars have been produced by this department. With the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty, around 31,211 Islamic brothers and sisters have completed the Dars-e-Nizami course through this department, and are serving Islam in different parts of the world. Dear viewers, let's now talk about another beautiful department of Dawat-e-Islami, which is Madrasatul Madina. The task of spreading the light of Quran in every house which Dawat-e-Islami has taken, the way it is executed and carried out, its example cannot be found anywhere in the world. The Quran is being served in such a remarkable manner, which leaves minds amazed. Yes, dear viewers, at present, the total number of Madrasatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami for boys and girls is 12,699, and the total number of students in them is 373,729. And every single one of them, every student is learning the Quran absolutely free of charge. Amazing, isn't it? That's such a huge network, and all free of charge. And subhanallah, look at the impact it has created, that up to now more than 500,000 students have completed the Hifz or Nazara of Quran. These are the services of Dawat-e-Islami for the community. Today, we don't have a shortage of Huffaz to lead Taraweeh Salah. Alhamdulillah, this is the production of Huffaz that Dawat-e-Islami is providing to the Ummah. Dawat-e-Islami has also been given an education board by the federal government, whose name is Kanzul Madaris Board. Along with Dawat-e-Islami's own Madarisul Madina and Jamiatul Madina, the Madaris of other devotees of the Prophet are also affiliating with it. And Alhamdulillah, as of now, at present, 3,399 institutes have affiliated with us, and more than 153,000 students have given exams under the Kanzul Madaris Board. And with the mercy of Allah, this number is at constant rise. And now the degree of Masters in Islamic Studies is being offered by the own board of Dawat-e-Islami. Now, dear viewers, there was a massive gap between religious and worldly education, as there was a system in place for religious learning, but acquiring worldly education would distance a person from Islam. You know very well the environment of schools and colleges. Dawat-e-Islami realized this gap and worked tirelessly to establish a department to bridge this gap, where worldly education as well as religious education is provided, where our children are brought up in light of Sharia and they're not behind anyone in worldly qualification either. With this in view, Alhamdulillah, Darul Madina Education System was formed, which founded the establishment of Islamic schooling system. You would be glad to know that the total number of Darul Madina Islamic schools for boys and girls up to now is 153, and there are more than 35,000 male and female students who are studying in different branches of Darul Madina. Dear viewers, remember one thing, that the time is not far. Inshallah, that when you visit a doctor or an engineer or any other professional, he would also be a hafiz of Quran, a scholar of Islam. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is bridging up this gap. After school, the next step is college. Its foundations have already been established, and now Islamic University will inshallah be operational in few days.
Another achievement of Dawat-e-Islami in the field of education, Higher Education Commission, HEC. The government of Pakistan has given official approval for the first campus of Darul Madina International University. There are four departments in this campus. Number one, Arabic Department. Number two, Department of Islamic Studies. Number three, Department of Management Science. And number four, Department of Education. The address of this campus is Darul Madina International University, G11 Merkaz, Islamabad.
جلائیں گے یہ عزم ہے دلوں کو.
Along with establishing Darul Madina Islamic Education System, our attention was drawn to this fact as well that there are some areas where poor people cannot afford the fees of Darul Madina. So with this in mind, low-budget schools were also established. That was named as Faizan Islamic School System, and alhamdulillah, it has 43 branches in Pakistan, in which more than 6,700 students are enrolled and alhamdulillah acquiring education. Dear viewers, since the evolution of internet and IT, the world has become a global village. Many things have become easy and connectivity has enhanced. But the remarkable way in which Dawat-e-Islami has used this tool to serve the Quran and spread the light of Islamic knowledge in every house is second to none. Such a madrasa was formed, which was an online virtual madrasa, and it didn't remain only as a madrasa, but became a complete online Islamic education system. And the name of this department is Faizan Online Academy. And you would be surprised to know that alhamdulillah, in around 90 countries, there's an Islami course and courses regarding Quran and other sciences are run. Many language courses are also being run online, and alhamdulillah, all around the world, there are 50 branches of this department. There are thousands of Islamic brothers and sisters who are earning their livelihood online from the comfort of their homes because they are teaching Islamic knowledge online all around the world by sitting at their homes. You would be pleased to know that up until now, more than 23,200 students are enrolled online, and the total number of people who have completed their respective courses under this department and benefited a great deal from this online service is more than 47,000. And alhamdulillah, we have 2,700 male and female employees under this department. All of them earn their livelihood, and sitting over here online, they're teaching Islamic knowledge to students in various countries of the world. You can see various courses on your screen. They're amazing courses. You can enroll to a time that is easy and convenient to you. This facility is available 24/7. Wherever you may be in the world, visit www.quranteacher.net. Choose the course you like, the time that suits you, and acquire the knowledge of Islam from the comfort of your home.
Faizan Online Academy. Faizan Online Academy. Learning Islam at your fingertips. Fingertips. Learning Islam at your fingertips. Fingertips.
Dear viewers, do you know that there's a formula for building a house in paradise? Yes, that's right. A hadith states that he who builds a masjid for Allah, Allah builds a house for him in paradise. We all have built our houses in this world. How wonderful it would be if we could also build a house in paradise, but how can it become easy for us? There's a department of Dawat-e-Islami Majlis-e-Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris al-Madina, through which masjids are built all around the world with the mercy of Allah Almighty. And do you know how many masjids are built? Approximately 600 masjids per year. At places land is purchased, at places construction is going on, and at places there's opening of a masjid. Dawat-e-Islami has built thousands of masjids all around the world. Let us show you a few visuals.
Hum khoob masajid ke liye karte rahe kaam.
If you would also like to do something to convey continuous reward to your deceased loved ones or gather provisions for your own afterlife, then be in touch with this department. Let's build the house of Allah together. Subhanallah, we are Muslim, and every act of a Muslim should be in light of Sharia and under the guidelines of Shari'i rulings. On every step, we are in need of honorable scholars and honorable muftis. Many Shari'i questions come to one's mind. How was this issue resolved? Dawat-e-Islami formed another department for this, Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat, which alhamdulillah has 17 branches in Pakistan. And replies to Shari'i questions are not given only in person, but also through telephone, internet, online website and social media. And our honorable muftis guide and reform Ummah through live transmission and other programs on Madani channel. And it's not only question and answer sessions, but event-based issues are also tackled. Before the month of Ramadan, Zakat course is conducted. Qurbani course is conducted when the days of animal sacrifice come. Ramadan course is conducted before the arrival of Ramadan. Or if there are certain communities who are in need of guidance on a particular issue or subject, or they contact us for a seminar or a course to be held on a certain topic, then our honorable muftis visit them in person and provide them guidance. Alhamdulillah, every year, more or less 170,000 questions are answered by Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat.
Guzare kaise zindagi, aao ulama se pooch le.
There is another department of Dawat-e-Islami that is known as the IT department. Around 100 IT professionals are employed in it. And the IT department has done wonders, where we have 41 active websites and 33 active mobile applications. It wouldn't be wrong for me to say that one of the most active religious websites of the world is the website of your beloved Dawat-e-Islami, which is www.dawateislami.net. This website has done wonders, where hundreds of thousands of Prophet's devotees visit it monthly and quench their thirst for religious knowledge. They find solutions to many issues there. They get to download books as well. They can download different videos as well from it. Content regarding whatever topic you want to search about, inshallah, you will find on this website. Dawat-e-Islami has its own publishing press, and you would be glad to know that at present, out of the major printing presses of the world that publish Islamic literature, your Maktabatul Madina is one of them. Our books are sold in millions with the mercy of Allah Almighty. People say that nowadays no one reads books. It is a digital era, but for millions of Islamic books to sell in such an era of digitalization is a proof that Dawat-e-Islami has created this mindset that we have to acquire the knowledge of Islam. And that too through the books of scholars. We have to read the books of scholars. Subhanallah, how beautifully your Maktabatul Madina is serving Islam. Let us show you a few glimpses. Maktabatul Madina, Maktabatul Madina, Maktabatul Madina, Maktabatul Madina. Hai muntakhab kutub yaha, muavini hai ulama. Hai muntakhab kutub yaha. If we talk about only in Pakistan, Maktabatul Madina has 92 branches. Dear viewers, we are living in an era of media, and so much evil is being spread through media as well. In this era, when Dawat-e-Islami stepped in this field, it revolutionized media industry. Only within 15-16 years, the impact that the TV channel of Dawat-e-Islami, i.e. Madani channel, has left on the society and the mark is left on the society is known to everyone. Fortune of millions shown. Those who didn't pray became salah offering. Those who were disobedient to their parents became obedient to them. Women who wouldn't veil adopted veiling. Those who would earn haram repented from earning haram. And all of this is still ongoing. Millions of devotees of the Prophet watch Madani channel. And it is not aired only in Urdu language. It is such a remarkable channel that simultaneously along with Urdu, it was also then launched in English, and then it was also launched in Bangla language. And now, alhamdulillah, on YouTube, you can also find Arabic Madani channel.
Abdul Mustafa kehne mein koi haraj nahi hai. Balki ye to naaz hai. ہم آقا کے غلام ہیں کاش آقا بھی فرما دیں کہ تم میرے غلام ہو.
The final prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that if a person who missed prayer in congregation came to know what was in store for him, he would drag himself to the prayer.
خراب এর মধ্যে নিমজ্জিত হওয়ার কেমন কুফল আছে? যখন বান্দা খারাপের নিমজ্জিত হয়ে যায় না, তার রোজগার কমে যায়। যে ব্যক্তি খারাপ কাজ করবে, সে কখনো তার অন্তরে প্রশান্তি থাকবে না। আখিরাতের ক্ষতি তো আমরা শুনেছি আছে।
And then it didn't only cater for the elders, but Kids Madani channel was also launched, which delivered remarkable results, where kids are invited towards righteousness through kids. But alongside it, when Islamic cartoons were made, when Islamic animations were made, their success was beyond imagination, which is evident from 50-60 million views of them on our social media platforms. This shows us that what great number of kids in our society are benefiting from these Islamic cartoons. And these cartoons are not only in Urdu, but once they are ready, we get them dubbed in Arabic, also in English, also in Bangla language and many other languages of the world. And now education departments of many countries are in touch with us regarding these cartoons. And these cartoons are now being played in different airlines as well. In fact, some education departments have taken these cartoons from us to add them in their academic curriculum. And we give it to them free of charge. Because our aim is not to earn money, but to spread the knowledge of Islam. To provide a great upbringing to the upcoming generation. Dear viewers, how are these Islamic cartoons? Let us show you some visuals.
Bachchon ka Madani channel aa gaya. Bachchon ka aa gaya aa gaya.
अच्छे बच्चे होते हैं वो तो कभी भी अकेले बाहर नहीं जाते.
लेकिन क्यों
भाई? सबसे पहले तो बाहर जाने के लिए बाबा से इजाजत लेनी चाहिए.
हमरा एक काज करी, बाबलू भाई घर जाए.
कल चले आसबे गुलाम रसूल भाई.
তার ঘরে যাওয়ার কি প্রয়োজন?
That when a Muslim inquires after another Muslim in the morning, then 70,000 angels keep supplicating for his forgiveness until the evening.
لا تفعلي ذلك في المستقبل, فهمتي؟
وأنت أيضاً يا رابعة, يجب عليك ألا تسرعي في تناول الطعام أبداً.
الحمد لله, we hebben voor het eten onze handen en mond gewassen. Laten we nu Bismillah wa ala barakatillah lezen en beginnen met eten.
Dear viewers, millions of people have mobile phones. And pretty much everyone is connected to social media. How Dawat-e-Islami conveyed invitation towards righteousness through social media, its example is not seen anywhere. At present, Dawat-e-Islami has more than 50 million subscribers on different social media platforms. Dawat-e-Islami exists pretty much on every social media platform, whether it's YouTube, Facebook or Instagram. You will find Dawat-e-Islami serving Quran and Sunnah on all social media platforms.
This department started with only 9 people and today it has 10 sub-departments. And everyone working in all these departments are professionals, highly trained and expert in their respective fields. And this entire workforce together is spreading authentic Islamic knowledge.
Feeding Muslims is a great pious deed, dear viewers. Subhanallah, we find in hadith narrations that he who feeds a Muslim, Allah will feed him from the dining mat of paradise. And attributes that are mentioned for best of the people. Even among them are mentioned those who feed other people. So it's a humble request to you that please generously support the Langar-e-Razaviya department of Dawat-e-Islami. Do you know, dear viewers, that millions of people are sent food and fed through the platform of Dawat-e-Islami? Yes, dear viewers, millions of devotees of the Prophet attend the gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami, where they are also fed. And hundreds of thousands of Prophet's devotees perform itikaf in Ramadan in Dawat-e-Islami centers, and suhoor and iftar meals are presented to them daily. So we request you to please support us in this act of piety as well. And subhanallah, remember one thing, that generally those people are fed by Dawat-e-Islami who are acquiring the knowledge of Islam. So the food that they will eat through your support, the energy they get because of it, they will use it once again in acquiring knowledge. So your feeding of food in this way would be twice as beneficial. So come forward and support your Dawat-e-Islami in this department as well.
Dawat-e-Islami Zindabad.
Dear viewers, these were some of Dawat-e-Islami's propagational activities, but its welfare services truly astound one's intellect. Only 4 years ago, Dawat-e-Islami formed a new department, which was FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation. Remember that Dawat-e-Islami is performing welfare activities from many years. When earthquake struck in Kashmir around 17 years ago, even then Dawat-e-Islami reached there and helped them. But when COVID-19 struck, causing chaos all around the world, then a separate department was formed which started helping afflicted and distressed Muslims. There were 2 major tasks that FGRF executed during the days of COVID. 1, around 10 million people were provided with monetary and food aid. And 2, more than 60,000 blood bags were provided for thalassemia patients. Because that was the time when no one was available to give blood, but the following announcement of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah worked wonders.
If my blood is of any use, then I'm here. I am willing to give my blood for these patients. All Islamic brothers should become active in this and help these distressed and ill children, help the afflicted patients, help the grieved ummah of the Prophet.
This led to queues of brothers to form who then presented their blood for this noble cause. And this work is still ongoing, and we have announced it to all the relevant official authorities of Pakistan that whenever you're in need of blood, your FGRF is here. Let's move forward. After that, a devastating flood came in Pakistan. It rained so heavily that many areas of Pakistan submerged underwater. This flood in 2022 made hundreds of thousands of people homeless and millions faced difficulty. Alhamdulillah, your FGRF spent multi-millions in aid and we plan to build 15,000 houses. And you would be pleased to know that as of now, we have already built around 5,000 houses and handed them over partially or completely. The process of building homes is still ongoing. We have a slogan that we've not forgotten, and inshallah we will not forget, our welfare and aid work will continue. During these welfare operations, a terrifying earthquake struck in Turkey and Syria. Within only 40 seconds, their lives turned upside down. The living passed away, the healthy became injured, children became orphans, and women became widows. Your Dawat Islamist department, FGRF, became active there too and immediately sent welfare and aid teams over there. And alhamdulillah, even today, by the end of 2023, aid work is still being carried out there. We have built houses for them. And your Dawat Islami built an orphanage on the border of Syria. Warm clothing and food was provided to hundreds of thousands of Prophet's devotees. And this aid is even ongoing today, because we have not forgotten. As we were busy in these operations, mountains of oppression were inflicted upon the Muslims of Gaza and Palestine. They faced extremely tough time and became homeless. Alhamdulillah, we instantly started our aid work in Palestine via three countries. From Malawi, from Turkey, and from UK. With the mercy of Allah, up until now, we have provided warm clothing and food to thousands of Prophet's devotees there and have further planned to work towards their rehabilitation. Dear viewers, so far this was about reacting in the face of disasters that wherever in the world Muslims suffer, your FGRF instantly becomes active through its remarkable widespread network and uses your donations in the right way. The advantage we have is that the roots of Dawat Islami are found pretty much all around the world. We have enormous manpower, so whenever there's any need anywhere in the world, once such a huge network becomes active, the results are then in front of you. And all this welfare operation is conducted under the light of Shari'i rulings. Every penny that you give, we tirelessly strive to make it reach the deserving person, so that we can all reap its blessings. This is your entrustment which we have to make it reach them. This was a brief regarding disasters, then our attention was drawn towards disabled children who are in a great number in Pakistan. And there's a great shortage of centers that offer treatments, therapies and rehabilitation for disabled children. With this in mind, another department was formed in Karachi called FRC, Faizan Rehabilitation Center. And within no time, it grew to 4 branches. Thousands of children have been treated and thousands are still undergoing treatment. This treatment is very expensive. And how is it done? Let us show you a few visuals.
Rahim farma, mere maula. Rahim farma, mere maula. Rahim farma.
What was the state of Sadia when she first came to us? And what is her state now? Allah Almighty has given us healthy children. We should all together help these distressed Muslims. After this review, we saw that treatment is very expensive. It is out of the reach of a poor person. With this in mind, Madani Healthcare Center was formed that provides quality treatment at an affordable price. After Madani Healthcare Center, branches for Madani Clinic have also started to form. Dear viewers, after Madani Healthcare Center, we realized there's another issue. That when a flood comes in faraway areas or any other disaster, then there are no medical facilities found there. There should be some sort of a van in which women can be treated in Shari'i veil, and we can provide treatment to those patients who are poor at their doorstep by reaching to them. So an amazingly well-equipped Madani Mobile Healthcare Unit was introduced, which cost around 10 million rupees. Now it visits around poor areas and offers poor people treatment absolutely free of charge. How does it work? Let us show you a few glimpses.
Tu razi ho jise wo kaam mujhe se le le. Tu razi ho jise wo kaam mujhe se le le. Tujhe jo pasand hai wo kaam mujhe se le le.
Dear viewers, serving orphans and those who have no one is a great act of piety. The summary of our hadith is that the Prophet said, "Me and he who provides for an orphan will be like this on the Day of Judgment." The Prophet joined both his fingers together and said that this is how we will be together. Subhanallah, we should also take part in the acts that become a means of continuous reward. FGRF took on board another project which was of Madani Home, and this is a mega project. It is heading towards its completion now. Nowadays it is very difficult for a person to bring up an orphan in his own home. It's not easy for everyone. But your Dawat-e-Islami is doing this for you. So why don't we take part? in this noble cause for ourselves and to convey reward to our deceased loved ones by supporting this project. We will leave this dunya, but this project will remain behind. Orphans and children who have no one will be brought up, and for their sake, inshallah, our children will also remain blessed. Subhanallah, planting trees is a great act of virtue and sunnah of the Prophet. We all are in need of it. Global warming is a major concern at the moment, and according to experts, one of its reasons is the cutting down of trees, due to which climate change is taking place rapidly. Alhamdulillah, this need was realized, and FDRF made its network active in this regard. And up until now, only in Pakistan, around 3 million trees have been planted by FDRF. Our slogan is, sow a seed and make a tree. Many planted saplings have grown into trees, and they're also being looked after. And this campaign will continue. Remember, until the tree remains planted, he who planted it will keep getting its reward, because the creation of Allah benefits from it. Please come forward and support us in this noble cause.
Darakht lagao, lagao, darakht lagao. Garmi ko roke ye deta hai saaya. Achha kiya jisne isko lagaya. Duniya o di ke fawaid ko paya. Sadqa hai isme nabi ne bataya.
In order to run this entire network of Dawat-e-Islami, would you like to know the total expenses? They are way too many. Let me show you only one glimpse of it, that in order to run this entire network, we have millions of volunteers who are doing the work of Dawat-e-Islami free of cost. But you can imagine that there are certain departments in which it is necessary to hire an employee. Dawat-e-Islami has around overall 52,000 employees. In other words, Dawat-e-Islami is giving salary to 52,000 families. This is also welfare, where people are earning halal livelihood through Dawat-e-Islami and fulfilling the needs of their families. So only in salaries, every month Dawat-e-Islami pays 1.2 billion rupees, and other expenses are besides this. So when work at such scale is being carried out, then we should also come forward and wholeheartedly support our Dawat-e-Islami. So dear viewers, this is your beloved Dawat-e-Islami. It is not possible to explain Dawat-e-Islami within a few minutes. There are many departments I couldn't talk about. There are around 100 departments, but I presented before you only a few departments of Dawat-e-Islami, and the purpose behind it was just to get a gist of the grand scale at which this organization is serving Islam. Isn't this organization amazing? It makes our children Hafiz of Quran, it makes them scholar, it provides imams for masjids. For Shari'i rulings, it provides us honorable muftis. If there's a need for a masjid in an area, it builds a masjid there. For children's education, it provides them with schools. Want to become a doctor or engineer and excel in worldly studies? Then it provides us with colleges and universities. And when there's a death, someone passes away in our family, then to carry out burial and shrouding according to Sunnah, Dawat-e-Islami is again at the forefront. If anyone amongst us goes to a sins, then the preachers of Dawat-e-Islami come to our home or marketplaces and politely invite us to good, taking us back to the path of Allah and His Messenger. And when a calamity befalls, this organization also provides blood, also feeds people, also distributes ration, and it also builds homes for afflicted Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Which department is there in which Dawat-e-Islami doesn't support us? Then why shouldn't we also support Dawat-e-Islami? Why don't we become a part of this spectacular caravan as well? Let's play our role and become Dawat-e-Islami's helping hands. Don't watch Dawat-e-Islami from a distance. Support Dawat-e-Islami. Let's serve the religion of Allah and His Messenger together. May Allah take such service of Islam from us that we receive its blessings in this world and also after death in our graves until the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.